Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Daniel with A2C Knowledge to Progress. How is everyone doing today? This is your host, Daniel Navarro. Looking forward to episode 11. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today we will be talking about having an understanding of what others are going through. Meaning if you see someone or interact with someone that's not pretty much having a good day. And sometimes we feel that someone shouldn't be disrespectful towards us or someone shouldn't be angry, whether it's at a store, whether it's at a restaurant. And I want to go ahead and talk about this in more detail. So like in every other episode that I've had, we're going to go ahead and start with a quote. So this quote is from Stephen Marboli, and he's a veteran as well as an author, motivational speaker. And he quoted, "Treat others with kindness. You never know what burdens people bear or what they are going through. You may have the power to lift their spirits or break them." Now, what does he mean by that? Everyone's going through something. It's inevitable that you're going to go through something. Every day you wake up, there might be a challenge. There may be struggles. Or there may be something that you have to deal with. Things that are making you feel angry, sad, or depressed. We all go through it. Now, the perspective here is understanding the interactions with another person that is going through this. And how do we approach others that are struggling and that are reacting towards us? I remember using the justification of a quote saying, you know, treating others as you want to be treated. But when someone's going through something and we don't know that they're going through something, is it enough for me to be rude back because they're rude? Obviously, we can't control anyone. We can't control people. We can't change their emotions. We can't change their feelings. We can't change anything about them. But what we can do is respond. We can influence the situation based off of our actions. So the other day, I was driving on the road. My wife was in the passenger seat. And this car literally went around us and cut through the double line on the road, literally cutting me off. You know, my response was, that person's probably having a bad day. Family members headed to the hospital and he's trying to get home. That was my thought process. Now, in the past, I would have probably been really pissed. I would have probably been saying, I can't believe this guy. And I would probably been cussing or something like that. But I guess because recently I've been meditating, regulating, doing all kinds of stuff, my mindset went straight to, this person's probably having a bad day or something's going on. Because it's got to be a reason. Maybe the person was late to work. Is that a right reason? No. But then again, someone might have been going to the hospital or something might have happened to where he got a phone call and they needed it at home. And if there's a family emergency, someone's hurt or something, you know that nothing is going to stop you to get home to your family. So who knows? Maybe that was the situation. But again, I don't know. As long as everyone's safe, he went around me. Yes, he cut through the double lines. As for me, be a defensive driver, that could have ruined my night or my day, but I didn't let it do that. So that was kind of like, for me, that was kind of a win for me. Now, again, going to into this quote, right? Again, treating others with kindness. You never know what burden people bear, what they're going through. You may have the power to lift their spirits or break them. So like I was talking about, when you interact with a person that's having a bad day, I mean, just saying, thank you so much for what you do or something, complimenting them, because you never know how their day's going through, and saying something might be that one thing that they need in order to stir them in the right direction. So it's important. So with all that said, I want to go ahead and play a soundbite from Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso is a drama, comedy, sports show. And it's a series. I believe it's on Apple TV. And they have three seasons of Ted Lasso. A little bit of background of the show. It's a stoic type show. It's about an American football college coach who transitions over to the English soccer league. And he has no idea how to be a coach. He's learning from the hip. and they brought him in because the owners of the team wanted him to take over the team, knowing that he didn't know anything about soccer, because they wanted the team to just lose and they wanted to disband the team and sell the team. So that was their concept of why they brought him. So the actor's name is Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso. He comes out on Saturday Night Live. You always see him there. He obviously moved on into series that he comes out in. And so he shows up. He takes that team after three seasons to the big game. And I won't spoil it, but it was a great, great series of three seasons so far. Hopefully they have another season. But anyway, on this soundbite that I'm about to play, there's a situation where one of the coach has to explain to the media about one of the players attacking a fan because the fan said something and the player was going through some stuff. So this coach, whose persona or character tends to be a little bit of aggressive, pretty much isn't used to speaking with the media in a calm way and explaining to the media. He's more of an aggressive. He cusses a lot and stuff like that. But in this soundbite, he actually is calm and he provides a beautiful explanation why the player attacked one of the fans. Let's go ahead and check it out.
When I was first coming up through Sunderland, there was an old timer on the team, local guy. He and his wife were about to have their first kid. So during training one day, I made a joke that statistically, I was probably the real dad. And the boys fell about laughing, but he went fucking nuts. He battered me, properly. I had a black eye, chipped tooth, three broken ribs. I couldn't play for six games. He got booted off the team. After that, no club would go near him. Then in the summer, after I could breathe again, I bumped into him in a pub and I got the chance to say sorry for my stupid fucking joke. And he got to tell me he and his wife had lost the baby a month before all that went down. He hadn't told anyone. Kept it all inside. Look, I get that some people think if they buy a ticket, they've got the right to yell whatever abusive shit they want at footballers. But they're not just footballers. They're also people. And none of us know what is going on in each other's lives. So for Isaac to do what he did today, even though it was wrong, I give him love. And as for why he did what he did, that's none of my fucking business.
And that's what we talk about. We don't know what someone's going through. I mean, does it give them an excuse to, you know, be rude? You know, no, it doesn't. And that's why we all need to understand how to regulate in order to respond in a good way. But when you're not regulated, you're going to react rather than respond. Now, when we talk about react and respond, you know, reacting is just reacting immediately without even thinking about something. You just react. Now responding, think about what you're about to do. Going back to the quote, we don't know what others are going through. Everyone struggles and everyone's going through something. We just gotta be kind to one another. So in closing, everyone, thank you so much for joining me on this episode, episode 11. Thank you, and I hope you took something with you. I'm looking forward to the next episode. And as always, I'll catch you on the flip side.